Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight is Wednesday, March 18th, 2015, and it is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And welcome to Angels on Air. I am Jamie Street, your host for the night, and I am joined energetically by Nanette Ellis, who is just going through a bit of a healing right now, and we're just supporting her as she holds space for us and we hold space for her. And I have the wonderful Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer joining me. How are you, Nancy Sue?
Thank you, Jamie. I am doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I need to close out some of these windows, though. I was multitasking. That's what I get. I got busted. My windows are closed. Yeah, there we go. All right, now I'm back on the dashboard. Yes. Yes, but I am good. I am good. Yes, and would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
I would. Thank you, Jamie. Hello, everyone. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer. I'm a Reiki master teacher, an angels communication master, and angelic life coach through Angels Teach University, a crystal healing practitioner and therapist, sacred stone grid practitioner and instructor, and I'm an angel lady 4444 at yahoo.com. And thank you. Back to you, Jamie.
Thank you. My goodness, I always get fascinated when I hear just how much it is that you do. It's a wealth of knowledge. And my name is Reverend Jamie Street. I too am an angelic life coach, minister, and angel communication master. And I dabble in a little bit of everything, human design and energy healing, particularly in EFT and emo trance. And, of course, my new favorite thing that I am having an absolute ball with is working with flower essences. And oh my gosh, I've been taking this one blend I call my magic mojo, and it's freaking awesome. So I'm like, woo! And if you guys want to get in touch with me, you can find me at angelicsoulfood.com. And again, as I said, Nanette, she's on the line holding space, and if she's also all things angels with us and a Reiki master and crystal healer as well. And if you guys would like to get in touch with her, you can find her at spiritualoasiscenter.com. And with that, my love, would you like to bring us in, bring our energy in with an opening blessing?
I would love to. And I have a feeling Archangel is going to take over. I'm not sure. Let's see what happens.
We'll see. We'll go with it.
Close your eyes. If you're not driving, if you're somewhere safe, close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, releasing all the tension and stress of the day. And when you breathe in, I want you to breathe in the love and the light of the divine. And as you are doing that, I'm going to be calling in the angels. We humbly ask for divine protection to protect us on all levels. We ask for the heavenly rays to be poured upon us in abundance. We call on the presence of the angelic realm and for Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael to stand at the head. May the Christ light, the Holy Spirit, the Reiki energy, the light of all angelic ascended masters permanently encase us with their love. We ask the Christ light to integrate with every aspect of our being. We also ask the Christ light to integrate with every aspect of Mother Earth and all life forms according to the highest will of God Creator. We call forth Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain and ask for the silver violet flame to be fully anchored and permanently encased within and around our whole being. We ask that the silver violet divine flame be sent forth into our path. Call on Lord Malachite, Archangel Metatron, and Archangel Michael to assist us, to help us transmute and perfectly balance all karma. We ask the archangels to place the protective star of David and the Makarba around our being and our home permanently. we call forth Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Haniel, and the company of heaven, and ask for the green flame and the white flame to be fully anchored and permanently encased within and without our being. Archangel Metatron and Sonata, and ask for all negative thought forms, lost souls, negative residues, negative elementals, and soul fragments to be permanently healed and taken into the light within our auric fields, homes, and worlds. May we all be free according to the highest will of God Creator. We also ask for the pink flame of the archangel realm to be fully anchored, permanently encased within and without our being. We ask Archangel Mikael to fully anchor his silver armored metallic suit around our beings permanently. We also ask him to cut away all karmic ties permanently and to anchor his special blue armored flame permanently encasing our whole being from within and without. We also call forth Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, sealing in the transmuting of all holes and leakages within and without our auric field. May all that is not in accordance with the highest will of God Creator within and without our entire being be immediately transmuted into divine light. May we be divinely aligned, healed, and re-energized on every level of our being, perfectly balanced within the threefold flame of God Creator. May all be shown the way and given full support in all the work we do for mankind's advancement and spiritual enhancement and healing. May we be purified and blessed upon every level of our being in the work we do and are given more and more divine power as each day goes by and more protection as our healing progresses and expands. May we radiate the heavenly rays wherever we go and help all who dear beloved God Creator, I Am, Soul Presence, the collective consciousness of the ascended masters, in the name of God Creator within us, we ask that this divine meditative prayer be multiplied and manifested and used to assist all life forms on this planet and throughout the universe. We accept it done according to the highest will of God. Archangel is coming forth, and it is Archangel Mikael, and he is going to take over again. I am Archangel Mikael with the angelic realm. I am here to lovingly remind you that you are not here to solve your problems. We come to offer you love, encouragement to continue forward on your path to solution, to guide you, support you, and help you to know that you have time to resolve the issues in your life. Know that humanity will not be reaching that critical point of enlightenment on Mother Earth for a few more centuries. But I am here to remind you of how important it is to remain present, positive, and know it will all occur one day at a time, one heart at a time. Yes, and you will create it. It starts with you, beloved. And it finishes with you. Individual vibrations and frequencies will either add to or subtract from the light. Be the change, beloved. Be the change. Beloved, know that Mother Earth will continue to change. And these occurrences are appropriate and very much needed at this time. I will say that the psychic that are predicting major global devastation. This will not occur on any such global scale. Be aware, though, that there will precede these certain changes that Mother Earth will go through. The cleansing of our physical being, the shifting up of frequencies and vibrations, that will be on a gradual basis and a regional level. And it is for the shifting for the greater good. It's all in divine timing. I want you to be rest assured that if the regional earthquake, earth shake, the high winds and tsunami waves, the larger ones, could have taken place instead with much more devastation, much more loss, much more destruction. All of this higher scale of devastation will not take place to the gradual shifting. Does that make sense to you, beloved? You did not come this far on your path only to have it all disappeared. Remember the earth plane as a proposed illusion. She learned responsible creation. And humanity is much further along than those in deeper illusion and negativity may be saying. I am the rest of the beings of love and light. I want to give you hope and the knowingness that you will ascend. All of humanity will ascend. Ascension will occur for all. I have given you money if it is your truth. So with that, I step back and I allow your show to proceed. Namaste, my beloved. Namaste.
Hey.
Oh,
that was beautiful. Welcome back. Oh, that was so beautiful. My goodness, what a surprise. A good surprise.
Thank you, Archangel Mikael.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And I forgot to mention, I'll let you grab a drink, Nancy, soon. Get hydrated there a minute. You guys have to understand, I'm still getting used to when I fill in as the actual host role. And I totally forgot to mention our sponsor. And I just wanted to mention, to do please check out our sponsor, Angels Teach University. And you can find them at angelsteachuniversity.com. They have all kinds of great content and courses you can take. And, yes, I forgot that, so I thought I'd better throw it in. Thereby, we're on the air.
Bye,
oh, That's it. Okay, so as we said, tonight we are going to be talking about navigating the eclipse and equinox with the angels. And I figured I would start out with the eclipses. And again, that also helps give Nancy Sue a chance to come back here and get grounded again. And I just wanted to start first with there's a 6-week timetable. So I thought I'd kind of go over what to expect when, and then I'll go in a little deeper on it. And right now, we're actually just coming out of the first part of it, which was March 6th, and it goes until the 19th. And this is what's considered the 2-week pre-eclipse period, and it's, you know, really about planning for newness and clearing out what no longer serves us. Then when we come to March 20th, that's the period of the, not only is it a new moon, it's a super new moon and a total solar eclipse. And the theme around that is, you know, just really opening up that the whole eclipse season door, and just it's really a radical reset. Then, of course, March 20th, 21st, depending on where you are, is the actual equinox that Nancy Sue's going to be talking more on. Then March 21st through the 3rd, that's the 2 weeks between the two eclipses. And it can be a very intense period where we're just letting go, and we're just letting go and just letting everything come in. But again, with that intensity, it might seem kind of rapid. And it doesn't have to be seen as a bad thing. You know, I can cringe myself when I read the word intensity. But it's really, you know, it's just, it will be intense, but in the sense of just, you know, lots of movement, just things moving at rapid speed. Then April 4th, we have the full moon and the second of the eclipses, which is a partial lunar eclipse. And this was kind of more like the pinnacle of the season and where the door now starts to close on the cycle of change. And then April 5th through April 19th are the 2 weeks post-eclipse period. And this is really just where, you know, we are beginning a new way of living and just really getting grounded and, you know, getting our footing in this new foundation that we've created. So, again, just touching on the 2 week pre-eclipse period, which we're, like I say, we're actually coming out of now, and I wasn't going to really talk about it, but I was guided to because it can kind of help put things into perspective. And it's really just a time, you know, we're planning for newness and clearing out what no longer serves us. And it's, you know, I mean, we always say, you know, to the, oh, clear what, you know, no longer serves you. But this is like amplified big time. And people might have noticed that February really brought up a lot of past personal issues. And it just seemed like every day we were just, you know, for some people it might have felt like every minute we were just presented with something from the past, even as far back as, you know, our childhood, but these patterns that we've been holding on to for so long that we really, really, truly just can benefit so much from if we just let it go. And then a lot of time, or for a lot of people, it was about the family relationships and, you know, how we fit, what works, what doesn't, you know, who's true, how can we improve, do we need to let go? And, you know, so again, it's a very, very intense time, and it really seems to be hitting on the relationship and the closer relationship. So I think that's my feeling anyway, is that's what made it feel so intense, because it's not like it's just, I mean, friends and jobs are hard enough to, you know, let go of relationships with or form new ones with. But when it really hits to the core of who you are and your family, you know, that can really, really be uncomfortable and really bring up strong emotions. And so just, you know, during this time, it's just, you know, clean up your act, basically. You know, you don't have to wait because the eclipse is on the 20th. You know, do it now. Or whatever's brought forth to the forefront of what you're going through, you know, or what you're feeling or what you need to release or heal. You don't have to wait for a specific day. I mean, yes, astrologically, some days are better than others, but this is such a intensity. It's kind of, things are being brought up beforehand to help the actual process, you know, be as smooth as it can be. And then sometimes the eclipses, you know, they can and they will force conclusions and situations that need to be dealt with once and for all. And that's part of the whole, you know, really the rapid reset, because it just really comes to a head. And it's not to sound all doom and gloom, because, I mean, these can really be fantastic times. It might not always feel comfortable, but if you can embrace that, you know what, I have support and this, you know, big energetic backing from the universe to just deal with this crap, basically, I'd like to use another word, but I won't. We are angels on air. You know, it just embrace it and don't fight it, and really just, you know, go for it, because this really is about you creating that happily ever after. I was talking to our dear friend and sister Tina today, and, you know, we were just catching up on some things that were happening, and I had said to her that, you know, we were talking about some past things that I had went through. And I said, you know, people always say, oh, you know, enjoy it while it lasts. The good times don't last forever. And I told her, I thought, you know, F that. I have been through hell, and I am now living my happily ever after. Like, I don't have to die to be happy or enjoy my life. You know? I was like, I've been there, done that enough. So for me, I'm really embracing this time to do let go of everything, you know, everything when I went through my victim role and when I was just going through the poo. And I'm just like, it feels so good to use this time and the space and this energy now to just let it go. And, you know, I've actually been faring fairly well through it, but, of course, I got my rear end handed to me for the past couple of weeks beforehand, so I'm just like a kid in a candy store right now to really be able to embrace this week especially. And I lost, oh, hold on, folks. Jamie lost her notes. Imagine that. I lost my page. There we go. Sorry, my page just got out of order here. I have a ton of them. Okay, there we go. All right, so now to the big one, March 20th, the super new moon and the total solar eclipse. And again, this is when we open the eclipse door to really, you know, radically reset our lives. And so just before the eclipse, we experienced another super new moon, which again, it's rare in itself because it's, you know, not one, not two, but the third one in a row. And it's just amazing, as we all know, how powerful the moon cycles in and of themselves can be. Super moons, and then to add a third one in a row, it's just really, really cool. Sorry, my screen just blacked out on me. All right, so, and to, you know, keeping in mind, I just want to point this out, that everybody is pretty much affected by this in one way or another, be it they're spiritual or not, or they're into astrology or they're not, or, you know, no matter what their belief system is, to just, you know, be mindful that if somebody's having a bad day or they're snippy or snappy or they're just grouchy or they're miserable, you know, just be gentle with them. Try not to be so quick to judge or to want to honestly just rip their throat off or head off or throat out, because you as well are feeling this energetically. You know, it's just a time to really just take care of yourself and just be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others. As much as you can, I don't want to say disconnect from people, but disconnect from the energy if it's just, you know, really feeling wonky. Go out, hug a tree, sit in the grass. You know, if it's yucky outside, just if you can just go to a quiet space where you live or even at work to just, you know, get away from it and clear your energy is really, really helpful right now. And then let's see, what else do we have here? I have so much stuff, and bear with me because I'm trying not to take up the whole show because I do want Nancy C to talk, but I don't want to miss anything either. And okay, let's see here. The first eclipse, of course, opens the door for the new life for you, and it's just a powerful period for accepting and aligning the feminine and the masculine. And the feminine energy relates to the heart, the soul, and to the right hemisphere of the brain. The masculine energy relates to the personality and the left hemisphere of the brain. Now, don't take that as gospel, because for some, I mean, we're all different, and for some people it might be flipped backwards. That's fine. It's whatever's your truth and what's right for you. I'm not, you know, because I actually have come across some people that are like, no, for me, you know, it's the other way around. So whatever works for you, just know it's more aligning the two. I don't care which side you're on. Just, you know, we're bringing it together here. And then just a simple way to align your heart and your head on the day of the eclipse is if you just rub your palms together vigorously until they, you know, they heat up and tingle. I know my Reiki folks and energy healers know this, but for those of you that don't, you know, just rubbing, you know, rub your palms together really hard and fast, and you'll start to feel them tingle. And then just release your hands and place your left hand out about 4 inches from your forehead and bring your right hand about 4 inches away from your heart. And then hold when you're ready and bring your hands together in prayer position. And you'll actually be able to feel the energy merging. And it's, I love it. It's so beautiful and powerful. And again, that's just going to help pull everything together. And, of course, going into the praying hands position, you know, again, no matter what your faith, it's just always such a powerful, just a powerful gesture you can do with your hands, I find to be, I don't know, it's just something for me personally, when I put my hands together in prayer, my head automatically bows, and I just go into a space of giving thanks. So, all right. So now on from that, on to my next notes here. The energy aligned with the eclipse actually dates back to 1997, and that's because at this time in 1997, the same alignments were happening. So it doesn't mean that you're going to relive everything from 1997. Some of you might not have been born then, or if you're like me, we're just finding yourself fresh out of high school and not exactly making the best choices in life. However, it was about making life choices to move forward and, you know, really decide what I wanted to be when I grow up. And I have to giggle when I do look back at this, though, because it's like I finally figured out what I want to be when I grow up. So it's pretty cool when, you know, like when you look back and you think, oh, my gosh, like, you know, for me, this is what I was going through, and this is where I am again, and I'm getting to do it, you know, right this time. And it's more, I should say, a repeat energy pattern, you know. So just because, you know, you might have had one wild night and got incarcerated doesn't mean it's going to happen again, people. And then, let's see. All right. Okay. And then the 97 replay of potentials. I had all this highlighted. But like I say, we're already halfway through the hour, so I'm trying to see. Okay, I will touch on these notes. Okay, so it's saying look back to the person that you were in 1997. What would you do differently now that you were not aware of then? What was going on for you? Can you recall the events and most importantly the opportunities and lessons you gained or perhaps overlooked? Similar lessons and opportunities now. How will you deal with them this time? Be conscious, aware, and evolve with this most auspicious cosmic event here to help you grow into your full soul potential. And again, just stressing, it doesn't mean exactly what happened in 1997 is going to happen, but you might recognize the same energy pattern. And it might be in a different area of your life, but if you can really, you know, go back and tune back into where you were, if you can remember, you might be like, oh my gosh, this is the same thing that was happening, but it was in a relationship and now it's with my job or, you know, something like that. And, you know, just remembering, too, you are a different person now, you know, than you were in 1997. You've evolved. You're at a different level of awareness. So, you know, again, just using the energy to really push through and just grow. And then I'm just going to touch, for time's sake, on what to do with the energy the 2 weeks between the eclipses, and then I will wrap it there. So in between, you know, now we've had the new door open and we're beginning to walk through step by step. And the things you can do during this time is when answers are revealed, you know, just look at what they're telling you. Just stop and notice the signs, you know when to go, know when to back off. Let's see. Okay, it's the time to, you know, make sure that we're walking our walk and taking action steps every day, because as we are walking into a new, it might not always feel good, and it's okay. It's just it's unfamiliar. It's new. We're finding the balance. It's just, you know, what we're doing. And it's also a time to actually keep your dearest wishes and projects to yourself, just because they're personal to you, and you're finding the new flow in your zone, and you just want to stay in that, and you don't want to get disturbed from it. Because it's going to be real easy, because it's a vulnerable time, again, because of the newness, to get distracted or to go back and kind of undo everything you did, because it's just easier to fall back into the old patterns. And just remember, you know, you're in a radical overhaul mode of your life, but knowing that you're in perfect sync with the universal cycles, and have fun with it, embrace it, and just, you know, don't let it scare you. Don't be afraid of it. You know, again, don't be a Jamie. And when you hear the word intense, immediately cringe and think the negative, because it really, truly is such just a beautiful and just such a powerful, powerful time. And, yeah, enjoy it, embrace it. And I highly recommend, for those of you on Facebook, I personally follow Elizabeth Peru, and it's spelled like the country, and her website is deltawaves.com.au, because she's in Australia. And I am not affiliated with her in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to get any money if you check her out. But she's really, for me personally, been an amazing source of guidance and just a wealth of knowledge through this. And I got some of my information was taken from her, so I just want to give credit where credit is due. And Nancy Sue, how are you doing over there? I didn't put you to sleep, did I?
No, in fact, you amazed me. I mean, we all needed to hear that. And if you have more, please share it. If not, I will go forward. But that's what we all need to hear right now.
I think I'm pretty cleared up. Bear with me here, people, because I'm going to shuffle my papers a minute. I have like 11 pages of notes. Is that not ridiculous? They're all out of order. All right, I'm back in order. Let's see. I did that page. Let's see. What's going on here with... All right, let's see. All right, you know what? I'll touch on then. Now that I'm back in order.
I love it.
Yeah, all right. So, okay, the full moon and the partial eclipse. And it says the pinnacle of the season. And this is when the eclipse door now starts to close for the first half of the eclipse season. And I will say there are two what we call eclipse seasons. This one and then the other one is in October. And then, of course, that's when we kind of flip-flop and we get to go through it all again. And let's see. Oh, yeah, and then just before the partial inner eclipse, we get the full moon and after that, which really, again, just supercharges everything. So as we go through the partial lunar eclipse, we literally can feel like we're being sandwiched between like two cosmic forces, and hence this can be a very intense time for many and can most certainly bring issues to a final head. So again, as with, you know, the solar eclipse, it's kind of like you really are not being given a choice. So that's why it's best to just deal with things as they come up. And, and then again, too, just knowing the more you've worked on implementing your changes over the past 4 weeks, the easier it's all going to go for you. And let's see. And again, this is another repeat of 97. That fascinates me in and of itself. All right. And then this is the good one. And just a reminder that we're all working with our personal power. And again, looking back to where you were in 97, what could you do differently now? What was going on? Again, the similar opportunities and just really just tuning in. I'm sorry, the angels keep hitting me over the head with this to just really, really embrace it. I feel like some people might hear what I'm saying and fear, but it's really not to fear. And then coming out of the eclipse season, you know, it's like we're through some of the most intense weeks that we've had. You know, check in, keep a diary, see how you're faring through it all, how much change were you able to make. And that's not to judge or to be hard on yourself. You're actually going to be surprised at just how much you've been doing, because what can also happen is in the intense energies like this, I notice with me, like, I'll have so many victories, and they might not be big, they might be small, but they can get overlooked because we are growing and we are evolving and we are handling things so differently that we don't even realize, like, oh my gosh, like, I just went through this or I just went through that. Or, you know, like for me today personally, even to just be able, I mean, I literally got all my chores done. Our beloved Nanette, who, you know, was supposed to be on tonight, and it's, you know, again, we're holding space for her to heal. I'm so proud of her. She's going through it. She's actually using this energy so perfectly right now because she's going through such a needed but such a beautiful and healthy healing right now. And but usually I freak out. Like, I have this thing. It has to be three people. We have to have one host and two co-hosts on the show. So for me to quote-unquote be the host tonight and to have one of my co-hosts not be on the air normally, I'm not kidding you guys. Like, I would get sick to my stomach with nerves because I like my pattern. I like my routine, and I don't like it to change. And I was really perfectly okay with it, which I stopped for a minute because I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm really okay with this. And normally, I would not be. So even, you know, being mindful of things like that, they might not sound huge to somebody that's a public speaker and can talk for hours by themselves. But for me, who really am, you know, I'm embracing becoming a great public speaker. I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, this is huge for me. So do, you know, keep track. And also, too, do you know, how enlightening has it been? Were you able to really use the energy to propel you, or did you have trouble with it? And again, we're not beating ourselves up if we had trouble or if we struggled. We're human. But you can still find victories in that, just being able to admit, you know what, I could have done this better. And the beautiful thing, again, you don't have to hold just to date. You can do it better anytime you choose, because now you have the awareness. And again, you don't have to have a huge victory just because it's the eclipse. You can have a huge victory and just the awareness that came forth in the eclipse, that now you know what you need to act on. And then from April 5th to 19th, as you know, the 2 weeks after and everything's coming to a close, you'll be shown the fruits of your recent labors, all the work and effort you put in, as you know, it's shifting situations that have been stuck for years and breaking those patterns that you've just been, you know, kind of stuck repeating. Again, knowing that your work and dedication is paying off, each day will become easier and easier, provided, you know, you stay on track with it, just keep doing what you do. And then, you know that farther insight and clues into recent situations, if there's any lingering questions, they will be, you know, brought forth. You'll have lots of light bulb moments in that, and also light bulb moments to see the bigger picture. And the reasons why, you know, and behind you made the changes that you made, and, you know, for some, that had to be made. Again, so don't fight it when it happens, because know that, you know, everything will be revealed that's needed to be, and if it's not revealed, just let it go. You know, just embrace where you are, the beauty of who you are, the beauty of where you are, and if you got a couple battle wins, you know, through the process, wear them proud, you know. Like they say, when, I believe it's China, forgive me if I'm wrong, but, you know, where if a pot or a vase or something's broken, they don't throw it away, they fill it with gold, and it becomes more valuable. So embrace, you know, those wounds, fill them with the golden love and light. Be proud, you know, it's just going to make you so much wiser and so much stronger on so many different levels, and it really, truly is worth everything you've gone through. And just remember, you know, that golden light at the end of the tunnel. If, you know, you're having trouble navigating, of course, we're always here as well. You know where to find us. But just, you know, it's not for nothing. It's not to just go through, you know, 6 weeks of hell. There really is a purpose behind it, so embrace it. And I want you to get excited. And really get excited about what exactly it is that you're going to come out with, the knowledge, the wisdom. I get excited, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I wonder what I'm going to learn, you know. I wonder what this is going to bring to light for me so I can grow and really be propelled forward. So, again, embrace it. Get excited. Party. Dance under the moon. I'm actually laughing because I almost said dance naked under the moon. So if that's what you choose to do, go for it and have a ball. And with that, I am complete on my notes and all I feel I have to say.
My gosh, that's awesome, Matt. And you know what, Jimmy, I so agree with you. I am so excited because I'm going into the unknown and I'm going to come out different. And I don't know how, but I am excited about it. And you know what, with dancing naked under the full moon, oh, my God, go with it.
Yes, yes. You know, I thought of you. You know what you thought of you.
With that energy coming down on you, with no clothing blocking it, even that tiny bit, there is such a huge difference. And it's like, thank God nobody can see me because I'd probably scare half the world away. And then half would be laughing at me. But I'll tell you what,
feeling as good as I do, when I do that, no one's going to stop me. I'm sorry. I'm going to enjoy life, and by God, I'm a 61-year-old lady, and I am going to enjoy it, one way or the other.
And if you guys see a fundraiser for the Angels Bail Fund, you know Nancy Sue got busted. Yeah, but we have to take a donation. Oh, goodness. Well, did you have anything you wanted to add, Nancy Sue? I know you contributed so much at the beginning, but I didn't know if you had any other nuggets of wisdom to share with us here.
Well, all I'm going to say, I'm going to just read one little part, but I've got to say, go with what Jamie has said, because she has gone through how you can process and handle what's coming through. And you know what, Jamie, I'm hearing that what you said is enough, and what I have, it can wait. I'm hearing that we should go to the phone lines and to the chat room, because that needs to be done, and I want to make sure that it gets done, whatever it might be. Do you agree with that?
That feels good to me. And I am going to go to Area 2, 604. Hello, are you there?
I am, thank you. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Charlene.
Helen?
Charlene.
Helen, how are you tonight, my dear?
I'm okay, thank you. A little anxious, a little crankyish, but I'm overall, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Embrace it. Like I say, with this energy, you're allowed to feel any way you want to feel. That's it. Would you like a reading tonight, or do you have any input?
I would love to have a reading, absolutely.
All right, and would you like Angel's Choice, or do you have a specific question?
Let's go with Angel's Choice.
All right. I actually have to grab a card deck, so if you get a card, Nancy, too, go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, I pull from the Magical Times card deck, and I just love this deck, and the card that I pull is called Elegant. It is found in the beauty of nature, the lotus waiting to bloom. Be the swan on the water and glide. And you know, as I'm looking at this card, it's this very pretty lavender border, and it's got these two beautiful swans that are just all fluffed up and they're together. And there's these lotus blooms that are right next to them, almost as big, maybe about half the size. And what I'm hearing is for you to give thanks for the miracle that is you. You have, like all of us, but you have become something so much more. And I want you to really see, I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to see the beauty in you, the beauty in nature, even when you're thinking to yourself, oh, my hair's not perfect, oh, I look tired, or, you know, it's kind of dreary outside. Look at the beauty. I've got hair out of place. Oh, my God, that's you. You are beautiful. And look outside in that dreary weather and see the beauty in it. See the raindrops falling or the mist on the plants outside. Get close to the grass and look at what it really looks at. The beauty that is amazing. And I know that you are going to look at yourself and you're going to see this amazing being that has your own rhythm, and you're going to glide on the waves of life just like these two swans are gliding on this water. I mean, I can feel them moving, and I can barely see them move, but they're moving. They're gliding with the water. They're gliding with light. And it's such grace and ease. And I want you to know that you are doing that. You're just not realizing it. And honey, I hope it makes sense for you.
Thank you. Wow.
Does that hit a bell square for you?
Yeah, that resonates for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
I'm honored to do it. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Oh, my throat's all made up. I'm jumping in on Nancy, too. Sorry.
No, and I pulled, sweetie.
Oh, okay. And I pulled from the Guardian Angel Tarot deck by Doreen Virtue, and I pulled the Six of Action card. And I love how it ties in with what Nancy Sue was saying, because it says, what a wonderful experience for you. Your project is a total success, bringing awards, promotions, or other recognition for your efforts. Well done. If someone who can help you offers assistance, know that this person is heaven sent, and say yes. And when I read the words and looked at the picture, it's just this cute little cherubim, and it has this beautiful wreath of pink, red, and white roses, and at the bottom are some yellow roses. And it really is just that circle, that completeness, and it just is really tying into what Nancy Sue said. The wonderful experience in the project that's a total success, it's you. And to really just embrace you, be proud of you, love you, just as you are, where you are. You know, just like you said, you know, I'm a little anxious, I'm a little cranky. That's all right. Just embrace and celebrate that you can say that and acknowledge it, because a lot of people, you know, we tend to get into, you know, and I mean, I'm the first one for law of attraction, but we tend to forget there that we need to acknowledge when we aren't feeling, you know, happy-go-lucky, and it's okay. Again, we're human. And if we ignore it, we just kind of suppress it, and then it can build up the more. So I just want you to even celebrate that you could say how you're feeling and not say, oh, I'm doing great, how are you, and you're lying. Because being able to speak your truth and your emotions is a huge thing. So just keep on keeping on, and you're just at a wonderful time and space. Even if it doesn't feel like it right today, just know, I'm hearing you have the golden touch, and to just know that it really is a magical time. And it's starting by you just acknowledging how you feel and not being afraid to say it. So good on you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I am
May
complete.
I ask?
Absolutely.
Thank you. This is an intuitive question for you, I guess, more than anything. There's a man, the love of my life. I won't give any more information, but other than we've talked about marriage. Is that something that it feels like it's going to happen with him and me?
You have a read, Nancy, still?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was for you. You know, I always go with the flow of things, and I am hearing right now a definite yes, because I see fireworks, and for me that is yes, 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 go for it. But you know yourself that things can change if you change what you're doing. But as of this moment, a huge yes with a huge blessing behind it.
Yeah, I had a really good feeling about it too. And I'm gonna be honest, my ego was afraid to be like, yeah. But I too. That's why I was so quiet and paused for a minute, like Nancy Sue. So, but yeah, I honestly and completely, I feel really good about it as well. And just even the way you said it yourself, you said it with such conviction and knowing. So just continue to trust that knowing, because that will hold the answers for you. But to confirm a yes on my end as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Have a
thank
great
you
night.
Both so much.
Oh, you're
hey,
so
you
awesome.
Too. Thank you both, ladies. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks,
oh,
Anita.
Too.
Yay. All right. And we have Kathy in chat with like an angel's choice.
Oh, my God. I just had a card fly out at me. This is Kathy, right?
Yeah, our Kathy.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and first, because this card blew out. And I, again, was guided to pull from the magic time. And it's pilgrimage. And, Kathy, you are on a journey to your own greatness right now. Your soul is longing to find the way.
and only you can choose the path. So within your being, Kathy, I want you to be confident in your life journey. I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to love yourself unconditionally, no matter what has gone on or is going on or going to be going on. You want to love yourself totally and completely as you love others. And I know that you can achieve whatever you set as a goal for you to do. Your soul knows the way. It knows what to do. And Kathy, know that you are never alone. You have a multitude of angels and spirit beings around you right now. Call on them. Let them come in. Let them walk with you, walk beside you, and let them help guide the way. And, you know, our angels, our guardian angels, they really can't help us unless it's something that's dire, because you're just not meant to go through that at that moment. They want you to call on them for anything. They will give you messages, whether it's you seeing things, hearing things, or feeling things. And I'm hearing that there's one in particular one, and I don't think it's your guardian angel. I'm not getting who it is or what, but they keep just barely touching your cheek with their wings. And when you feel that, I want you to know that this is a very special angel that's, oh, it's your own. Okay. I just got goosebumps, so I got to say it. It is your angel that's helping you on your path at this moment. You have a lot of them, but this one is your particular one. So when you feel that little brush of the angel tip wing on your cheek, know that they're with you right at that moment, and they're saying yes to whatever you're doing or what you're thinking about doing. They are telling you, yes, come with me, let's go, or go with it. Go forth with that choice. And with that, I am complete, and I hope it resonates.
That's happened so beautifully. With the card I pulled from, again, from the Guardian Angel Tarot cards, and I pulled the Seven of Emotion, and it says, your angels are asking you to make an important decision that you've been putting off. It's likely you know which choice you should make, but you're procrastinating so you don't upset someone else. Ask heaven for guidance, and then make the choice that celebrates who you truly are. And I love how that ties in, because it really is about you. But the message I'm getting on this person that you might upset, and it's like almost, how can I word this? I feel like you might feel like you're upsetting a part of yourself, but it's a part of yourself that no longer serves you, and it's okay. If anything, there's just some ego chatter going on. But when you look at the picture on this card, I mean, I love it. This angel is sassy. She's like standing there with her hand on her hip, looking over her shoulder like, whatever. And she has what is a kite, but the kite is full of cherubim angels. And again, it's all those angels around you. So just let that part of you, you know, just, and I don't even want to say that part of you, it's an aspect of you. Let that aspect go. It's served its purpose, and it's appreciated for what it's done for you to help protect you and keep you safe. But you're at a new space now, and as you embark on this pilgrimage, it's okay to let that aspect go, and it's okay to let a new one form, because it's beautiful. I mean, you are so just engulfed and embraced by your angels. I can just feel it. I feel like I'm almost being like getting bear hugs, and it's all these angels around me, and they're your angels, and they're hugging you and letting you know that it's okay to let this, and I'm hearing let this fear go. So there might be a part of you that has some fear or a phobia, but it's okay to let it go now and to call on that angel that Nancy Sue was speaking of, because they're going to get you through. And remember, this energy is so supportive right now of this. And I feel you because I too, you know, have my own couple of bugaboos I'm working through. And it doesn't have to be painful. You don't, you know, if you can't do it all at once, just take that one step every day. You know, one foot in front of the other. If it's only 1 foot one day and then the next foot the next day, that's okay too because you're still moving through and you're moving forward. And it's more about the intention and the boundaries that you're setting for yourself and what you will and will not no longer allow in your life. And you are so moving forward and you're doing so. I mean, do it with that sass. Do it. I feel like, you know, you have a spark in you. And you, I know you've gone through so much, and it's almost like the spark, you might have thought it went out, and you're trying to relight it, but it's already lit. And it's like, I'm cracking up because, Kathy, you are, you know, I just know you as such a soft, gentle, loving person, but there's the sassy Kathy in there that I'm tuning into now. And darn it, she wants to come out and play, and she wants to dance, and she wants to set that world on fire. You know, it's about you. Quite honestly, I'm hearing, like, who gives a shit if people like it or not? It's you, and it's being true to you. So go on and be that sassy self. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're being mean or anything like that. You're just walking in a new confidence, and you have this pizzazz and this power. It's just a spark ready to just turn into this inferno that it's just your soul, that phoenix rising from the ashes. So really, really embrace it. It feels amazing. And I wish I could keep the energy, but it's yours because it's just awesome. So just, you know, again, just, you know, boldly step forward. Embrace it. Just, I love that Nancy Sue pulled the pilgrimage card. It's so perfect because you are setting, you know, forth on this new part of your life and of your journey. And I'm hearing that song, Alicia Keys, This Girl Is On Fire, or That Girl Is On Fire. But you are, and burn in a beautiful way. Set the world on fire, but just being you. And I'm covered in goosebumps. And on that, I am complete, my dear. I trust that will resonate. Whew, that energy feels good. Yeah, it has me moving in my chair. I'm ready to get sassy and walking down the street. It ain't nobody's business. That's good. And we are at the top of the hour already. So, Nancy Sue, are you guided to lead us in a closing? Or
would you like to do it? If you're ready.
Yeah, I'm feeling, you know, I feel complete. Do you feel complete or?
I feel complete. I think whoever it was that needed to take care of, one of them was it.
I'm cracking up. Kathy says, I love it. Whatever. Sassy Kathy. Yes, I do feel on fire now and on a pilgrimage. I do get goosebumps. Thank you. Great yes on the energy. I feel it growing daily. Beautiful. Embrace it, Kathy. Embrace it. You deserve it. Oh, you deserve it.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So on that, I can't believe we're actually ending right at the hour.
Yeah. I didn't expect it, but let's go for it.
All right.
Okay. May you love God, Goddess Creator, with everything in your heart, be it gladness, doubt, fear, or playfulness. May you love deeply the people with whom you live and work, and may they love you. May you never waver in the pursuit of justice and peace, giving yourself in risk, creativity, and thoughtfulness. May you live with a spirit of forgiveness, mending what is broken, and bridging what is separated. May you remember all the loved ones who have helped you fashion your life story. May you take sadness into your heart, hold it lightly, until compassion is born. Then may you give your compassion away. Go gently and joyfully in a spirit of truth as witnesses of God, Goddess, Creator's love. May God, Goddess, Creator, watch over you. Jesus walk with you. Spirit give you courage. Go forth and give new life. Thanks be to God, God is creator, and blessed be, and thank you, everyone. I really enjoyed myself tonight, and I hope you did too.
Yes, blessed be. Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry. My throat is so fired up. I blame you, Kathy, because that energy is still festering.
Yes,
but yes, blessed be, and just thank you all so much. We love you so much, and we will be back, I believe. We have, next week is free angel card readings all show. So, yes, come join us, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. We love you all. Good night.
We love you all. Good night.